Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Alrighty, now time is exactly 8:33 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. That is Lie Again by Javon. And that was released from the album Give or Take, man. It's a good one. And I fell in love with him because of TikTok a couple of months ago. Don't judge me. I'm always late to the party, but we're going to keep it moving, all right? I really hope and pray that your heart is happy today. Hope and pray that you arrive safely at work. You are settled in. I know we've all been waiting for Selma, and she has made it to studio, and I'm so, so blessed to be in her company this morning. Good morning, Selma.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Is it? How's the morning? And also, how am I in a polo neck and a coat, and the girl is just in a sea aren't you feeling cold?
This is like my third interview, and everybody's been asking me that, and I say the same thing. I'm running on adrenaline right now.
Oh, is that so? You're not feeling cold at all.
This tea is helping as well, so I'm good.
Yeah, you know what the thing is? We all arrive at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty cold that time, so you can't help but just, and then we sit under the acorns. Conversation for another day. But if you had to tell us one thing that you're most grateful for today,
yes,
what comes to mind?
Oh my gosh.
Where do you start?
Where do I start? Grateful to be alive, but I think that the answer to that is always my faith and my family.
Yeah.
And particularly, you know, thank God for waking me up this morning, giving me all of the opportunities that he has. Number two, thank you for having such an amazing family and a supportive family.
Yeah.
So those two for me.
Fantastic. So if you had to think of one country that you would love to visit again, so it has to be a country that you've been to.
Right.
What country comes to mind?
Maybe Vienna. It's in Germany, Austria. In Austria, Vienna.
Okay, when last were you there?
Oh my gosh, I was like 12 or 13 years old when I visited.
Is it?
Yes.
But it was a good time, and you want to experience it again.
It was an amazing time.
Yeah.
It was incredible just in terms of the architecture. It's in Europe, so I got to learn about the history and the culture a little bit. I think it was great, and I'd like to visit again.
Fantastic. So before we get right into the nitty-gritties of the conversation, what is that one meal, traditional meal, that you missed when you're on the other side?
Oh my goodness, people are gonna come for me because I'm a vegetarian.
Are you? I didn't know that.
So I don't eat a lot of you know, the meat
dishes. The meat,
but mboga.
Yes, traditional
spinach.
Oh, absolutely.
And then mopani worms.
Oh, they're my favorites too.
Yes.
Love.
Especially the way that my mom makes them.
She makes them
with like tomato, onion, and then spices it perfectly. Oh my goodness.
It's
to die for.
Oh, lovely. All right. So Selma, welcome home. First of all, we are happy to have you here. I was raving about you the entire time, and I'm like, y'all better get on Instagram, and any post where you see her face, you better leave the Namibian flag in the comment section. Please.
Thank you.
So what was your first reaction when you found out that you were being selected to represent the motherland at Miss World?
It was both terrifying and exhilarating. I think that I only had 3 weeks to prepare. So if you can just imagine, it's the most unprepared thing that you're going into. Or this huge mountain that you have to climb, and you don't even know where to start climbing the mountain. And so that's what I'm saying. It was on the spectrum of both being like, am I absolutely insane? Have I lost my mind? And at the same time, like, wow, this is a challenge that, you know, how awesome would it be if I actually conquered this challenge?
So
it was a combination of many things, but I do believe that it was a God thing. The way that it came to me was so miracle-like that I can only give the credit to him. For me, I think the main thing was, I don't want to throw an opportunity that he has granted me back in his face. Of thing, you know. So I was like, if it is a God thing, he is in it, and he will see me through
it.
Despite what I was feeling. But it was not mentally it did get to me sometimes. I'm not gonna lie and say it was an easy journey.
But
looking back at it now, it was so worth it.
Is it? But how did you ground yourself through the process, because you said it wasn't necessarily easy? And obviously when you talk about the timeline of just 3 weeks, how did you ground yourself to be so confident and just so poised on stage?
Number one, God. Number two, because I prayed every single time before I had to speak, before I went out anywhere. I was like, you know, use me as your mouthpiece. You minister through me, speak through me, all of that. And number two, I will say that it really helped that I have international experience already. I mean, as we know, I was Miss Namibia in 2018.
I represented
at Miss Universe. And so having that international pageant experience, I think, definitely helped me this time around. Despite the level of unpreparedness is I kind of knew what mentally what to expect on the other side. Which I think that really played into my favor. And then apart from that, you just wake up, you know, for me personally, woke up, prayed, showed up, you know,
the best way I could.
I definitely I took one day at a time, and I mean that quite literally, because you never know what the next day holds. But I think that, you know, a spirit of a teachable spirit, number one, a willingness to learn, but number two, also just trusting that God's plan is God's plan, and he will not leave you or forsake you. And he will bring you through far. He will bring you through every day. So trusting the process.
So when you know what, I was thinking about this the other day, because there's a couple of years you sort of went off the radar, I would have to say, where we just didn't really know what Selma was doing, what you were up to. And then obviously when you came back on social media, we understood that obviously, you know, you took a different journey. How did that come about? How did that even shape you into the woman that represented us? I hope that lands. I hope that makes
sense. It makes much sense. I think that that was vital for me to be shaped and to be the woman that you saw on stage. Because if I did not take that time, I wouldn't be this woman that I am today. I went off of social media really to get closer to God, to get closer to my faith, you know. At that point in time, you know, when you're a public figure and you're in this space, there's so many voices, there's so much noise.
Absolutely.
And there's so many people telling you, you need to be pursuing this, or you need to do that, and you need to do that. And for me, I'm a woman that, you know, I'm older now, which I'm grateful for. I'm 28 years old, and I just reached a stage where I've tried everything. You know what I mean? I've experienced multiple things in my life. A little bit of fame here, not having it. A little bit of money here, not having it. A little bit of going out here, not, you know, being reclusive. So I've experienced all sides of the spectrum, and I just didn't, I didn't get fulfillment from anything. And so I wanted to take a step back and really take account of, like, what is really important to me, or what should I be doing with my life. And that led me to coming to the Creator, because there's a, I think it was Miles Monroe that said, we are products manufactured by the Creator, but how can we know what our functions are, or what we've been purposed to do, if we don't consult with our Creator? Right. And so I was getting to a space where everything that I was doing seemed redundant. It seemed like it was like the days were just going by, and I wasn't deriving any sort of satisfaction from anything I was doing or participating in. And so when I decided to give my life to Christ, I really went off the radar, because I was like, I want to fully commit to this. And I want to fully immerse myself in what it looks like to have a fully surrendered life. And that's what I did. I went off of social media. I worked on, you know, inner healing. I worked on my emotional health, my mental health, because everything has to work together in order for you to cultivate a healthy relationship with the Lord. And I must say that, you know, I... That has been vital for me to be even sitting here today. Because if that did not happen, I don't know where I would have been today. And I'm being completely honest with you. When you start losing, or just like in your mind's eye, losing the value of life, you start to become reckless with the way that you live
your life.
And so if I had continued on that path, I really don't know where I would have been. And that's why I give all the credit to my Creator. Because it quite literally is because of him here that I got this opportunity, that I've been able to go represent, that I've been able to cultivate and become the woman that I am today. So all glory goes to him.
What would you say was the best way on how you carried the Namibian spirit while you were on the other side?
First of all of the support that I've been getting from Namibia. Just how you said.
Wait, let me give you an air horn. Well, maybe it didn't sound okay when I did it, but yeah, it's still for you.
Just how you said about, you know, how you encourage people to, when you see her face, drop a Namibian flag. No, I felt like the spirit of Namibia was with me on the other side. And that's something I can't even begin to put into words. It's indescribable. How much that level of support was really important to me, and how it made me feel on the other side. And I'm always surprised by the fact that, you know, people actually trust me enough to represent them. I think that that's a different level of responsibility.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like little old me
In addition to that, it's like you're representing not yourself but 3 million people. So you have to, it's almost like you have to take a role like that and do it justice.
Yeah.
Because you know that it's not just you.
Yeah.
It's 3 million people behind you. So how best are you going to, you know, display a spirit of altruism and really say, okay, cool. If I am a public servant, that means that I represent the interests of the public. What are the public's interests? Mm. What are their inhibitions? What are their limitations? Well, let me take that into account, internalize and see how best I can represent them. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was incredible to know that, you know, people trusted me enough to represent them, number one, that they were supporting me on the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, just being the best, and I know it sounds cliche, but really these little statements and these little quotes really make sense when you're on the other side.
On the other side, yeah.
It's like just being the best representative that you can possibly be with the education that you've received from your country, with the experiences that you've had in your country. And with the spirit of the people that you've come to know and come to love, you know, because that, again, going back to the level of support is everything.
Is everything. Yeah,
so, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? Maybe I'm jumping the gun here. Maybe I'm going to ask this like in the, you know, after we take a break, which we'll do in a few seconds.
Yeah.
My station manager's listening. let's talk about legacy.
Yeah.
In 7 years' time.
Yeah.
When the name Salma Kamanya comes up,
sure.
What do you want to resonate with people the most?
Sure. I was asked this in 2019, right after Miss Namibia. And back then, it was a catalyst for change. Being a catalyst for change.
Mm-hmm.
7 years later, now that I'm a Christian again, my faith informs a lot of how I move.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a safe space for that.
Amen.
It's all
Thank
welcome.
You. Mm-hmm. I want to be an effective bullet in the Lord's arsenal. Mm. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
I want to make sure that I always remain usable by Him.
Come on.
There were times, even at Miss World, where I was like, what am I doing here? I messed up in this. This didn't make sense. I said this wrong. You know, there were those moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to sit with myself and just say, Lord, even if you're... if your purpose for the day was just me touching one person in this way, then I know I've done my job. Even if it's not for the crown, even if it's just to have positively impacted or have shown your light through me in order to get to someone, then I know that my job has been done.
Has been done. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, and that the experience has been worth it.
Yeah.
So I just want to be effective in the hands of the Lord.
Yeah. So I'm a little bit of a crybaby. You don't know this. I don't think.
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes when we're on the receiving end, we don't really understand it. But I don't think you fully understand what you've done for the Namibian child. But we'll talk more about this on the other side of this. We're still having a conversation with the Salma Kamanya. So keep along right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul.
Since 19.
You're the reason I get up every morning.
Definitely the reason why you wake up every morning. Time is exactly 8:49. We still have around about 7 more minutes of Salma Kamanya's time. We are going to make the most of it. We are still together.
Yes.
Oh, we are together. Fantastic. So, being placed a top 8 worldwide. Girl, how did you take that moment in? Like, did you, is there something in your mind that just knew that you were going to make it further down the competition as much as you did?
Yo, what a question.
I am bitter toch, man.
Absolutely not. I think that you can't anticipate the outcome of something. I think that I was so immersed in the experience where I was just focusing on doing my best every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And wow, congratulations once again to all of the beautiful winners. All of them were so deserving.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I love once again about the Miss World organization, they really focus on, you know, the beauty with a purpose, the things, and I like to say it's the things behind the beauty. They like to fixate on that, and those are the things that truly matters.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I like to think that, you know, whatever queens that they have chosen, that they are deserving
of it.
Miss World Africa, Miss Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Hasset. She's an incredible human being. She's also a believer, and she champions Christ on her chest and at the forefront. I am just... everything together, like I encapsulate the experience by just being grateful for how far I've been able to come, for my experiences, for what it has shaped me into now. Because I feel like, you know, it has shaped me in certain areas and has strengthened me in my character in certain areas as well. And so I think that overall, it's so much more than just having participated in a competition.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a stepping stone and a platform to mm-hmm. set me up for so much future success, which I'm incredibly grateful for.
And excited for.
And excited absolutely. For. So yeah. even in terms of like the outcome, I haven't fully processed. I mean, yeah, I landed yeah. yesterday. I'm in bed yesterday. So I haven't fully processed what just happened. People yeah. continuously ask me, you know, you would place top 8 in the world.
Yeah.
And I was
the
like,
entire world. Our baby girl.
Nothing has set in yet. Yeah. Nothing. I haven't absorbed anything quite yet.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What I do know is I'm very grateful for every yeah. single moment, the entire experience, for where I am now, for being home, for having the opportunity to taste my mother's cooking again. Come I'm grateful on. For everything. And I'm taking it day by day.
Yeah.
And I'm just focused on planning the future to be as effective as I possibly can be.
Yeah.
So everything in general, it's a God thing.
It's and a God I'm just thing, grateful
yeah. for it. Yeah.
It's, are you also grateful for the fact that your brother can drive you around to your interviews?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, in the
he's
preparation,
in studio, by the way.
In the preparation process, he refused. And now that I came back from Miss World Cup 8, now he's, you know, he's more willing to help me. So
they must know. She's my baby sister. So listen, baby sister, right?
No, I'm older. Oh, you're older.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So apart from Ethiopia and Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire, can Côte d'Ivoire. Never pronounce it right.
Côte d'Ivoire.
Apart from those two queens, right?
Yes.
Who else left a lasting impact or impression on you?
Oh my goodness, this is a hard question because I've never experienced such a sense of unity before at a pageant.
Oh, okay.
Such a sense of sisterhood before.
And that's refreshing.
Genuine sisterhood. Yeah, it was so refreshing to me because I've done another international pageant and I can tell you it was not like that.
Yeah. Would that be Miss World? No, Miss Universe.
Miss Universe, yes. My experiences were definitely different.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this time around, and I was telling someone earlier today, I was like, you know, our buses were divided by continents. So we were obviously the Africa continent.
Yeah, yeah.
And every day I could sit next to literally anybody and we could be having the time of our lives.
And still felt safe?
And still felt safe and still felt genuine and still felt like we genuinely want each other to succeed and supporting one another. And that's priceless to be able to feel at a competition. You know, it's not heard of. And so it's difficult to say just this person left a lasting impression on me. I think that the entire experience and this doesn't.
So collectively, what impression did they leave with Salma before she came home?
This was definitely a journey of redemption for me.
Mm.
Like I mentioned before, I had my experience with Miss Namibia and then Miss Universe, and now having this opportunity this time around.
Yes.
There was unfinished business left for me there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because of, you know, after the statement came out and everything,
there
were still a few things hanging in the air about like 7 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, why this is a God thing, I'm so grateful that He gave me this opportunity and this experience because now I feel like I'm at peace.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm at peace with the outcome, I'm at peace with my experience. It was incredible for me.
Yeah.
I know that this is a stepping stone, like I mentioned before. And again, a platform to do greater things.
Come on.
And so collectively, what the experience has taught me is that just because you think that something was so detrimental to you in the past before, it is not the end.
Yeah.
Because if it's a God thing, God will show up and He's the God of restoration.
Come on.
And, you know, once again, despite the outcome, like not even despite the outcome, because it was good, you know.
It was.
I'm so grateful that I got the opportunity to kind of like experience a restorative process just in terms and restoring my faith again and in the world of pageantry.
Yeah, yeah.
And it also kind of like revived my love for public service again.
Yeah.
Because I've been doing it for the past 7 years in Namibia. It was really discouraging at times because you know we survive off of sponsorships and donations.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And when the money isn't rolling in like that, it becomes difficult to do the most basic tasks, most basic projects.
Mm.
And I must say that it really discouraged my spirit a little bit, you know, and I wasn't as proactive anymore. I was like, you know, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Because you can only door knock until your knuckles bleed for a few months and until you become, you know, what is the point of doing all of this? So I'm grateful that it gave me a new sense of renewal and revival of the things that I truly want to implement in Namibia.
Namibia, absolutely.
And I'm excited to be taking up the baton again and really standing at the forefront of the projects that I want to enact. So it was a God thing. It was a restorative process for me and it was a redemptive process for me. And I'm so grateful for it.
Fantastic. So we're running a little bit out of time right now.
Okay.
It's not your fault. It's my
no, it's
and
me.
The one that talks too
I'm
much.
I'm such a chatter.
I actually don't want to let her go, but she has to go to our sister station right now. So three words.
Yes.
I need from you three words.
Yes.
that would pour into the cups of the Fresh FM listeners this morning?
Oh my goodness, you're putting me on this.
I know,
spot.
The girl who was on a international plat. This is nothing. Just three words to pour back into our cups on this Tuesday morning.
It's hard because I'm such a chatter. So three words.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll quote what I said on the Miss World stage.
Yeah.
Resilient, tenacious,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to do forwards, and a fighting spirit.
Fighting spirit.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that will take you further than you think it will take you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you truly stay consistent at a thing, God will meet you halfway.
Halfway, yeah, yeah.
And
absolutely.
He'll definitely show off through you.
Mm.
So I just want to encourage anybody out there that is discouraged by their current circumstances mm-hmm. or has been pouring into something and it hasn't been showing you favor back, keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
God is going to show up for you.
Mm.
And make it a point to become the best version of yourself in the process. Because what is that thing teaching you? Mm. What do you still need to develop within yourself? Maybe it's a bit of patience.
Yeah.
Maybe you have to develop in a certain part of your character in terms of strength, in terms of endurance, in terms of, you know. So identify what it is that the season is teaching you.
Yeah.
And don't give up.
Don't give up.
Yes.
Yeah. Salma Kamanya. A little air horn for you here and there. Thank you so much for your time. This was truly beautiful. Just being in your presence. Like, I feel important now. So I'm going to be like, during the day, I'm going to be like, hey, talk to me nice. I know important people. Do you know what I mean? But blessings on your journey, honestly. We want you to win and thrive. And much love from Namibia's heart and soul.
Thank you so much. I
fantastic.
Love you all. Thank you.
So on top of the hour, we get right into the news. And also this full conversation with our beautiful Salma Kamanya will be on our website. That is freshfm.com.na.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.